Loved one, your thoughts impact your destiny. So seize the day. Seize your destiny in Christ. Make decisions that draw you closer to God, and remember to guard your thoughts. Your every decision is built upon a thought. The Apostle Paul writes, "Bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ."
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you once again to Your Place of Grace podcast. Today, we're going to talk about seizing the day. Yes, seize the day. There's a Latin term. It's carpe diem. Watch your thoughts, for they become your words. Choose your words, for they become actions. Understand your actions, for they become habits. Study your habits, for they will become your character. Develop your character, for it becomes your destiny. Oh, I love that old piece. I don't know who wrote it, but it's beautiful. And it's true. Dear one, you are determining your destiny. The choices you make today are shaping who you will become. Though he had great ability, Samson also had a very weak character that opened the door for Delilah to deceive him. Samson allowed Delilah to learn the source of his strength, and the ensuing bedroom barbershop affair left Samson powerless and pathetic. His last days were spent grinding grain for his enemies. He was mocked and ridiculed, and his eyes were gouged out because he ignored God's warnings. David, too, had great ability. He was Israel's poet, prophet, and warrior statesman, but a weakness in his character allowed burning lust to drive him into Bathsheba's arms, producing an illegitimate child. Then he chose to commit cold-blooded murder. But David's warning came when the prophet Nathan pointed his bony forefinger in the ashamed face of King David and shouted in righteous fury, "You are the man." It's found in 2 Samuel 12:7. So confronted with his sin, David had two choices. The same choices you and I have when faced with our transgressions. David could repent or flee. David could have wrapped his royal robes around his body in self-righteous anger and attacked the messenger. He could have reviewed his royal accomplishments and claimed that the blessings of God on Israel were because of his brilliant leadership. He could have, but he didn't. David was no Judas. David was not an emotional coward. David was a man after God's own heart. So he heeded the warning. David fell on his knees before the prophet and sobbed his confession of sin. "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. That's found in Psalm 51, verses 1 through 5. Loved one, your thoughts impact your destiny. So seize the day. Seize your destiny in Christ. Make decisions that draw you closer to God, and remember to guard your thoughts. Your every decision is built upon a thought. The Apostle Paul writes, "Bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Found in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. Dear one, hear me. Sin does not begin with an action. It begins with a thought. Adultery does not begin at a motel. It begins when your thoughts turn away from your marriage vow, made before God. Murder does not begin when you squeeze the trigger of a gun. It begins when your thoughts of anger are not brought into the obedience of Christ. Divorce does not begin in the judge's chambers. It begins when you entertain thoughts of how good life would be without your spouse. Theft does not begin when you break the window of a jewelry store with a crowbar. It begins when you first imagine how wonderful it would be to have what's not yours. Know that your speech also impacts your destiny. Your thoughts will become your words, and your words will take on powerful implications of their own. Proverbs 18:21 states, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." So, loved one, notice there is no middle ground regarding the effects of your speech. Your words will lead to either life or death. Wounds inflicted by a sword will soon heal, but wounds inflicted by a toxic tongue cannot be mended apart from the healing power of God's forgiveness. This is a true story that I'm going to tell you now. The teacher of an adult class once gave this assignment to his students. He said, "Go to someone you love and tell them that you love them." At the beginning of the next class, one of the students told the teacher that he was angry at the assignment because he didn't feel that he could say these words to anyone. He then said, "But as I began driving home, my conscience started talking." He said, "5 years ago, my father and I had a vicious disagreement, a terrible argument, and we never really resolved it. We avoided seeing each other unless we absolutely had to at family gatherings." He said, "But by the time I got home, I had convinced myself I was going to tell my father I loved him. Just making that decision seemed to lift a heavy load off of my chest." The young man continued. He said, "At 5:30 p.m., I was at my parents' house, ringing the doorbell, and as luck would have it, Dad answered the door." He said, "I didn't waste any time. I took one step inside the door, and I said, 'Dad, I just came over to tell you that I love you.' It was as if a transformation came over my dad," he said. "Before my eyes, his face softened. The wrinkles seemed to disappear, and my dad began to cry. He reached out and hugged me and said, 'I love you too, son. But I've never been able to say it.'" 2 days after that conversation, The father had a severe heart attack and was hospitalized in critical condition. The son recognized that his thoughts were wrong and took action before it was too late. With his speech, he changed the destiny of his relationship with his dad forever. Oh, dear one, your eternal destiny is controlled by your speech. Jesus said, "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." That's in Matthew 12, 36 and 37. Look at those two words, justified or condemned. There is no neutral ground. Your thoughts, words, and deeds will determine the destiny of your eternal soul, dear one. So stop and think right now. What have you said in anger to a friend or family member that has poisoned your relationship with that person? Oh, dear one, don't hesitate. Go to them today. Call them, text them, or write them. But have the courage to say, "Hey, I love you. And I'm so sorry for what I've done and for what I've said to you. I do love you." Oh, dear one, you can do this. We can all do this. Father, I pray that for those listening right now, as we come off the Thanksgiving holiday, if there have been unkind words exchanged between family members or a husband and wife, between friends, between co-workers, if there's any kind of rift in a relationship, I pray, Father God, that that person who's listening would rectify the situation, would seize the day, that they would seize the moment and go to the other person whom they've had that rift with and set things right before you, Father God. And Father, I thank you that you have promised in your word that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins when we confess them to you, when we just lay them all out before you and say, "Lord, I can't hide this. I'm not going to lie. I'm sorry for doing this. I'm sorry for sinning. I'm sorry for trashing this relationship with so-and-so. Please forgive me, Father. And please help me to make it right with that other person. Help us to have the courage to do this, Lord, and make us more like Jesus." And it's in his name that we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God, dear one. You can do this. You can do this. Seize the day. Make things right with others. Love others as Jesus loves. Forgive others as Jesus has forgiven you. You can do this. And pastors, if you're listening, I would just ask you today, if you would please prayerfully consider inviting me to come and to speak to your congregation. We have Your Place of Grace revival services and conferences, and we will speak in single weekend services as well. I've had many pastors over the years tell me, "Oh, Tony, we'd love to have you, you know, but, well, we just can't afford to bring you here." Pastor, I will pay my own way. If God calls me to your church, if you believe God wants me to come to your church for a couple of revival meetings, I will come. And if your church is medium size or small and you're struggling with finances, I'll make my own way. I'll make it there. I'll get myself there and back home again. All I ask is that at some point during the services, that the people be given the opportunity to give in a love offering. That's all I ask. Because God has met my every need. And God has been faithful to meet the needs of my family. I believe God. And He's honored our faith. So pastors, please go to my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Look at the testimonials page of some of the pastors whom we've ministered for and to in their churches. God is moving in our services. And I know you won't be disappointed. I'm not tooting my own horn. I just know what God is doing in our meetings. People are being saved, delivered, healed, baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I can't wait to get to meet you. Thanks, Pastor. Pick up our new book, if you would, our latest book. It's called Pertaining to Life and Godliness. You can find it at Amazon or at our website, yourplaceofgrace.com. It's in paperback or Kindle format. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may He give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may He grant you great favor all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.